95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact.
What's up?
You know, stuff. How are
What's
you,
happening?
Man?
How's life?
You know.
How's living?
You know.
How do?
You know. Hey, it's back. I'm so glad. That's day two of
it's,
how
I
do.
Think that's day three.
Oh, that's exciting.
And I'm not positive that it's catching on.
I heard an old lady say it in
line. I don't hear it anywhere else.
Just one old lady.
Just,
how do?
How do?
Yeah.
Because no one says that.
No.
On today's program, songs you hated, but you've come around on.
Oh.
Now you love them.
Yeah. That happens
a
lot with me.
That's a weird phenomenon.
Yeah. I think the very first time that happened to me was Joe Walsh, Life's Been Good. When I was a kid, I hated that song. I hated his attitude. I thought, that's a mean man.
I hated his attitude.
Yeah, I was like, that's just wrong.
You're hilarious.
And then I was like,
that
oh, wait.
Guy has a bad attitude.
And then I'm like, wait, that's really good. That's very
so
funny.
We'll talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour.
Right.
Customer Appreciation Day, because it's the first of the month.
Ding,
so
we're
going to ask all of our listeners questions.
On the first of every
month.
And
get to know them.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yes.
It's a fine plan you've come up
with. And it's possible that we might have a little gift
for
you.
Oh, a what?
Yeah.
A parting gift, a present?
People Are Dumb, coming up at 3:50.
All right.
There are no more Elvis weddings in Vegas.
I know, I saw that. That's
what?
A damn shame. That is terrible.
Crazy.
Well, the king wouldn't care. He'd be like, yeah, that's great, baby.
Right. And 10 more minutes before we give you the word this hour to win $2,000 on KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And Dorothy, rest in peace. You know, if you're looking for that kind of stuff, the new rock every Sunday night at 8 o'clock, Matt Pinfield of MTV fame wanders in and plays a lot of that killer stuff and talks to all the bands. Every single week he's got another
Everybody
artist.
Knows him.
Everybody knows that dude. Everybody loves that dude.
Yeah, agreed.
He is really cool. He is as he seems.
Yes, agreed.
Unlike most people in radio.
Here is the headline, no more Elvis-themed weddings for Las Vegas chapels.
I couldn't believe it when I saw that.
I couldn't either.
After all these years, suddenly they're going to try and shut it down?
Isn't that crazy?
Why?
The licensing company that controls the name and image of the king is ordering Sin City Chapel operators to stop using Elvis in themed ceremonies.
I saw, I think it was even AP said they had them all shook up, and I'm like,
oh,
really? Come on. That's a hound dog move.
Do you want me to read the starting sentence to
yes,
this
please.
That I avoided because
yes,
it was bad?
Yes, yes, of course.
Las Vegas Chapels of Love that use Elvis Presley's likeness could find themselves becoming heartbreak hotels.
Ooh, there you go, see?
No.
I guess when you're talking 50s and whatnot, you got to just go for it.
No. The city's wedding industry generates $2 billion a year.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No, just from hitching people.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Officials say Elvis-themed weddings represent a significant number of ceremonies performed. They say that there are 6,400 weddings a year.
Wow.
Which is like,
what
150?
Don't
140,
try to do
150
the math.
A day?
Don't. Hold on. Let me get my Radio Shack calculator out.
150 a day?
To quote Back
maybe?
To the Future 2, I get married in the Chapel of Love?
Yeah.
With Elvis Presley presiding.
Supposedly, Graceland Wedding Chapel, which performs that many weddings per year, has not been served a warning yet.
Oh, get out of here.
But
they can't
every
possibly
other place,
be. How could they possibly be?
I can't imagine.
Yeah, get out.
So the question is, if Elvis is out,
oh, who's next?
Who's the, who represents Vegas?
Like, Sid Vicious.
No, that's not. If you're going to go get married in Vegas.
Yeah, I suppose one of the Rat Pack.
I mean, most of the people, I would assume, think Vegas, Elvis, Wedding Chapel.
Yeah.
That's just what they think.
I mean, Frank Sinatra is not as fun to have you married, you know, to
no,
marry you.
No, he isn't.
Yeah, Dean would be fun.
Sure,
you know,
because
Sammy.
He's always drinking, true.
Sure, Sammy would be, like, problematic.
What about Liberace?
That could be fun.
Maybe that would be a good way.
Yeah. But
what?
I mean, I wouldn't.
So here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
What deceased musical celebrity
passed on
should now take over as the king of
rock and roll? I mean, weddings right.
In Las Vegas.
Michael Jackson could be an interesting secondary choice.
I don't think a lot of people will be going with that.
All right. So if you can't do Elvis and you ever thought about doing Elvis or you did do Elvis, who would be your second choice?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Who would be?
I mean, are we talking about like Marilyn Monroe wasn't even music, was she?
Wow. It doesn't matter.
I don't know who that could be.
You know what? You say Marilyn Monroe. I like that idea.
Do you?
Yeah. See, her skirt's blowing up the whole time, you know?
Sure.
It'd be really annoying. What do they have? I've never really even gone into a chapel.
I haven't either.
Or love. I mean, do they have like a laundry list, like a McDonald's
like a menu
board?
Yeah. I assume. I don't know.
How much is Elvis?
I've never been in there. Let's get some calls from people who have.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are people who have been married in an Elvis chapel or with an Elvis ceremony in Vegas.
And if that were not the case, like it was when you got married in 1986, then or whatever, who would you go with second?
And now that you're on your fourth wedding, let us know who you want to marry
you. Exactly.
818-955-KLOS. Call now. Listen, they can't all be good. It's 955-KLOS.
All apologies to everyone who loves it. I just don't. I can't. No.
Southern California's rock station. I know everybody has different musical tastes.
Sure.
I get it.
Yeah.
It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We're talking about Elvis weddings are being shut down.
I know. That's mean. Leave them alone.
You had an Elvis wedding?
I got married I think it was like the 12th floor at the Tropicana.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just me and my now wife was there. And the father said, you need a witness.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be right back, you know, and I went outside, and coming down the hallway was the Flying Elvises.
Remember that? Yeah, totally.
I do. I remember that for sure.
And I said, I'm getting married, guys. Can one of you be my witness? And one of them said, yeah, buddy, I'll do it.
That's awesome.
The Flying Elvises was my witness. It just took about 5 minutes.
That's pretty great. Thank you for calling.
That's
I
very
love
cool.
That.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. I know you guys were considering, like, okay, who's going to be the next king of weddings.
Right.
I determined it has to be Prince.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
But let me ask you a question because I love Prince more than most.
Mm-hmm.
Does he mean Vegas?
Yeah, does he say Vegas to you?
That is a good point. But what came to mind was that line, the dearly beloved.
Ah, sure.
Yeah,
that's good. So you would like to be married by Prince if possible?
I totally would.
All right. That's a good idea. Thank you
for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I think it should be Sam Kennison.
Who?
Sam Kennison.
I love that idea. That's awesome.
You do want somebody screaming in your face.
I thought it was the door to love. It was the door to hell.
Nothing says love like screaming.
I'm totally on board with that.
Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
Who should be the next, how do I say it?
Replacing Elvis?
Elvis will no longer, you'll never be able to.
Elvis has left the building.
So who should be next?
In Vegas.
818-955-KLOS.
Hey, your pal Bean was always a big fan of Elvis Presley. I mean, a big fan of Elvis Presley.
Yeah, and he got married in Vegas.
Oh, he got married in Vegas. Uh-huh. Did they get married by Elvis?
I don't know, but I assume so.
Let's try and get a hold of him.
I assume so.
We'll have to try and get a hold of him in England. Hey, wake up, you bastard. Got a question for you.
The headline is no more Elvis-themed weddings for Las Vegas chapels.
Aww.
They are saying that they have to stop them completely.
Yeah, his, like, whatever is shutting it down. His, what do you call that? I don't even know. I'm never going to have such a thing, so I can remember what
the licensing company.
Well, there you go. That.
Yes. is stopping every single
Elvis wedding in Vegas.
Chapel from using it. So who's next is the question.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. Thank you. Hello. We're talking about weddings in Vegas. Now that Elvis is out, who's in?
How about Tom Jones?
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's solid. That's not solid.
That's pretty good.
You've been married in Vegas?
I never been married in Vegas, but...
Unusual. Yay, well done. You should do it.
Yes.
We're nominating you.
You should open your own ceremony. Thank you for calling.
I'll have what he's having.
KLOS, hello.
Conway Twitty, like the Family Guy cutaways for a Vegas wedding would be hilarious.
Conway Twitty.
Pretty good.
Wow, that is a pretty niche thing, though.
Yeah. That's true.
I love it because I love the Family Guy. But most people are going to go, what?
Yeah.
All right, I'm in.
Maybe someone else from Family Guy, like Ralph. KLOS.
Is this KLOS?
It is, yes.
Yeah, I got a name for the Vegas replacement.
All right, who should replace Elvis as the king of weddings?
Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah.
That smacks of Vegas. Yeah, I like that.
That's not bad.
Come on, man. He's getting all respect up here.
Right on. Thank you for calling. I don't suppose they would shut that down either, Rodney's people.
No, they don't even know he exists or is dead or whatever. KLOS, hello.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Hey,
he's kind of known for Vegas.
Yeah. And that would be a rude wedding. Have all sorts of horrible things to say to the mother-in-law.
Yeah.
It would make weddings interesting.
You want to marry this? You want to live under the same
fucking room with this, huh? You want to clean the little hairs off the dried piss around the toilet for the rest of your life? F*** me when you don't even f***ing like me anymore. Well, come on, you and your whole f***ing family.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Customer Appreciation Day is coming up.
Oh, nice. That's where we appreciate our customers.
We have you guys call in. We ask you a few questions. Perhaps we throw you a t-shirt if we have one.
Yeah, and they're not personal questions. Well, all right, they're very personal questions. Extremely sure. personal
Some
questions.
Of them are embarrassing. But we're going to do that at 4 o'clock. Right now, it is 3:51, and as close to 3:50 as we can, we give you People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
CTV News has learned in Canada that the British Columbia Municipal Undercover Program.
Ooh, well said.
Was shut down abruptly earlier this month after allegations that several officers went to extreme lengths in a coarse scenario to prove they are not a cop. So the question is, to teach you how to be an undercover cop.
Yeah. But you can't say I'm not a cop.
How do
you can't
prove? Say those words. I don't know if that's true or not. Yeah, I've heard both.
Like, yeah, that's what they say on the TV.
But listen to this, and then I'll have you guess.
Okay. We begin tonight with astonishing allegations about what happened during a course that trains undercover police officers. Now, one of BC's police watchdogs says it wants to go outside the province to find an investigator into the alleged misconduct. And a warning, the story contains graphic details. Here's CTV's John Woodward.
Yay, graphic details. Those are my favorite.
At Vancouver's Sheraton Wall Center earlier this month, a group of municipal police officers converged for a training course on undercover policing. And shortly after it began, it was over. Stopped abruptly, CTV News has learned, after allegations of inappropriate behavior on the part of the attending officers. Sources close to the investigation tell CTV News the officers from agencies, including the Vancouver Police and the Transit Police, were posed a question in an undercover scenario. Prove you're not a cop.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So what they did ended the conference.
So one of them started beating someone else up. No, I guess they wouldn't be violent about it. They wouldn't actually
prove that you're not a cop.
They whipped out some coke and snorted it.
I mean, look, that would work.
That should.
I don't know that that's necessarily what the police are looking for, but
I started flashing everybody.
But honestly, if I'm in that situation, I mean, breaking the law is the answer.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, yes.
Sort of.
The way to do it is to make it really appear that you just broke the law. Make them think you did actually just break the law, but don't.
But don't.
Yes.
Oh, here's what happened.
Okay.
Their responses, exposing genitalia, penetrating an officer using a vegetable, removing feminine hygiene products, defecating on another officer.
How do you take this class? Where's this class at?
Whose answer is, I'm going to poop on someone else?
me.
Why does it have to be someone else?
I'm going to poop on the teacher's head. That'll prove I'm not a cop.
Poop on that guy. What? That guy's like, what?
Look at this. Hey, ta-da.
How did I get dragged into this?
Nice genitalia, huh?
People are dumb. When you're a dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We came across a day that was Customer Appreciation Day. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And we took calls from people and we asked them some personal questions.
The good part.
To get to know our customers.
Yeah.
So I figured we would start doing that again, but on the first of every month.
First of every month. We're going to
June 1st.
Pry into your life.
Which means that it's Kevin and Sluggo's Customer Appreciation Day.
I should have some sort of theme song, I guess.
Yeah, we need a theme song. We'll work on that. 818-955-KLOS, you call, and we will ask you some questions.
Yeah.
Some of them will be a little easy. Some of them might be a little probing.
And what is this you got?
Perhaps
you got
embarrassing? A
box full of, what is that?
And if you get on the air, you get a t-shirt. Oh, a KLOS t-shirt.
Oh, cool.
So,
unless we don't like your answer.
Right.
Then
sure.
we can make up
these rules as we go along. Sure.
Yeah, you know, something when you go to any you know, you fill out a web form or whatever and they always ask you a bunch of questions about yourself.
Right.
We're gonna do that, except they're gonna be a little bit weirder.
Right. And we're gonna try and figure out just kind of what kind of person you are.
Yeah, why are you listening to KLOS?
Why would you?
What's your deal?
The first question is, why would you listen to Kevin and Sluggo?
What's wrong? Really bored. Radio's broken and stuck on this channel. What is wrong? I'm in jail.
What's wrong with you? That's question one.
Well, there you go.
818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Let's play it again.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know what it's doing. A little tail there for
it's
some
got
reason.
A little bit of drum at the end of it. Fantastic.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's Kevin and Sligo's Customer Appreciation Day, the first of every month. Mm-hmm. So we're going to ask you some questions and give you a KLOS t-shirt just for listening to our little program.
Oh, nice.
So KLOS, who's this and where are you from?
This is, and I'm from Sylmar.
This is from Sylmar?
Yep.
Are you refusing to give us your name, sir?
I gave you my name, Vincent.
Oh, Vincent.
Vincent. We didn't understand, Vincent. I'm sorry.
Ah, man, I wanted to, oh, well, okay.
Vincent.
Yes.
Who's your least favorite band that we play?
Good question.
U2.
What?
U2.
Oh, U2. You, go to hell. You mean the two of us?
No.
U2. Okay.
Does he get a... another question?
A couple more.
Oh, okay.
Which kid did your parents like the least?
Me.
Okay. Is it because you hated U2?
Yeah, I guess so.
His parents were huge U2 fans. All right, thank you. You hold on. We're going to
Vincent,
give you a t-shirt.
Don't go away. Yeah, we'll give you some free garbage. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Where are you from?
Chino.
Oh, first question. What's your doggie's name?
I have three. I have Panda, Oreo, and Bear.
And which one do you like the best? Be honest.
Bear, because he's the most playful. He plays fetch, he does rollover.
If you had to get rid of one of them, which one would it be?
Oh my god. Panda.
Panda! Oh, poor Panda!
Panda's a goner!
Wow.
He's gone. Yeah.
Customer appreciation is turning ugly. Hey, hold on, don't go away. We're going to give you a lovely KLS t-shirt, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, hold on a second. 818-955-KLOS.
It got ugly quickly. It's Kevin and Sligo's Customer Appreciation Day. It's Customer Appreciation Day on the first of every month.
Yeah, so we've always done that. We've done this for years
probably
now.
15 years? Yeah, 16? I can't remember exactly when we started it. Yeah. But you get a KLOS t-shirt for answering a few questions just so we can get to know you.
Not unless the phones die and you get hung up on.
Which has happened.
So call back.
KLOS, hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Marty from Tahunga. How's it going, guys?
We're going well, thank you. We're just taking a second to appreciate our customers.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's great, man. We're the customer, you're the middleman, and the artist is the product, right?
Good enough
I'll
with
buy
us.
That, sure.
Good
yeah.
enough with us.
Yeah, I'll
all right,
that.
We have a few questions for you, if you don't mind. Who's the band that you're most embarrassed that you like?
Good one.
Oh, my God. Let's see. God, I'm trying to think about this. Sweet.
Okay.
I'm a little upset that you're embarrassed by liking Sweet,
that's
sir.
That's acceptable.
Is it? I don't know.
No,
I love
it's acceptable. Are you happy with your personal life right now?
I am. It can be better, but I'm working on it.
Kevin, let me ask you a question. If he said no, what would you have done to make it better?
Giving him a t-shirt. Same thing that's going to happen anyway when we hang up on him. Hold on, dude.
We don't go away.
That's all we have.
Yeah, that's true.
I think we have some kind of...
I thought maybe we're going to go give him a massage.
We don't have some kind of salve.
Whatever.
KLOS, hello. Who's this? Where are you from?
Hey, it's Sean from Montclair.
Hey, Sean. We appreciate you listening to the show. We have a few questions for you.
Okay.
Have you ever had a nickname?
Yes, I have.
All right, what was it?
Mac.
Mac, as in the knife?
No, as the Big Mac.
Oh, okay. Sorry, we should have known
totally different Mac.
Mr. Attitude, we should have known that. All right, here's a question. Have you ever gone to work suspecting that you were positive for COVID?
No, I have not.
Oh, nice.
Good lie, Mac.
And one last question. Do you find any family member, even distant, like cousin or stepbrother or stepsister, attractive?
Please say stepbrother.
I did at one time when I was a kid.
Did you? Who was it?
My first cousin.
I was kind of attracted to my cousin, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I tried to get my first cousin to play doctor with me, but she wouldn't. she refused.
She did the right
thing. She's a jerk.
All right. All right, you got a t-shirt. Congratulations. Yes. Thank you.
Don't go away, Mac.
Thank you. KLOS, who's this?
This is Melanie.
Melanie, where are you calling from?
Monrovia.
All right, I have a few questions for you. Have you ever ghosted anybody?
Oh, nice one.
You know what? I have not.
Wow. Mm. Do you have a celebrity hall pass?
A celebrity hall pass? What's that?
That means a celebrity who, if you ran into them, if they would have sex with you, then your partner would go ahead.
That's all right. Yeah. I don't blame you.
You get a pass on that guy.
You know what? He probably wouldn't. I don't think he'd care. He'd probably be like, go for it, babe.
Nice. Okay, so everyone.
Anyone at all. Hey, you know, I'm a bit of a celebrity myself.
Do you have a secret that you've never told your parents?
Well, yeah, of course I've got secrets my parents don't know. My God, they would die if they knew my secrets.
Nice. Which one specifically would kill them?
I like this.
Oh, well, you know that part about the sex and the drugs and the rock and roll?
Mm-hmm. All of that?
That part.
Okay.
All right, Melanie, for all those answers that kind of made you dig deeper, you get a t-shirt.
You get a t-shirt.
Hold on, don't go away. 818-955-KLOS, the first of every month.
It is our Customer Appreciation Day. On the first of every month, and it is June 1st, we do Customer Appreciation Day.
That's right, we always have, and I think it's a good, fine part of KLOS.
So we try to find out a little bit about you, our customers.
Yeah, Kevin and Sluggo, we've always done this.
Perhaps we'll toss out a t-shirt if we like your answers.
Ooh.
KLOS, who's this?
James,
okay, where are you calling from?
Ventura, sitting on the 101.
All right. I have a few questions for you because it's Customer Appreciation Day.
Yeah, Kevin.
Who's your least favorite family member?
That's a standard customer appreciation question. Right. Most businesses ask.
I would have to say probably my nephew, Brian.
Why is Brian such a problem?
Why does he annoy you?
Yeah.
Just because I think I expected more from him. I'm not sure.
Can we call him and tell him that?
Yeah, probably.
What?
Wow.
Anytime anybody asks that question of you, it's no.
They're like, hell no.
Yes. And one more question for you. When was the last time you cried?
Oh, that's nice. And sad.
Oh, that had to be probably 20. Oh, cried. No, that would be 2017 when my dad passed.
All right.
A real nice question, Kevin. Real nice.
That's an acceptable answer.
My God.
It did turn out to be a bummer of a question.
Well, let me ask you a really quick one.
Okay, Sluggo.
Smoking or non-smoking?
Well, what are we smoking?
Yeah, exactly.
Great question. And for that, you get a t-shirt.
Yeah, you get a t-shirt for that, James. Hold on. Awesome. Don't go away.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, who's this and where are you calling from?
It's Mike. I'm down here in Belmont Shore.
Mike, thank you for listening to Kevin Sluggo. We appreciate that. It's our Customer Appreciation Day.
I love it.
All right. A few questions. When was the last time you yelled at the top of your lungs?
Last night, watching the Dodger game.
Oh, no.
Understandable.
Oh, yeah.
What was the most embarrassing thing someone else interrupted you while doing?
I like that.
Ooh, that's a good question, Kevin. Man, that is a good question. I think probably one time running into the bathroom and kind of sneaking in there with my girlfriend and her pops ran in.
Pops. Oh, man.
Yeah. That's, yeah. So he didn't approve of what was going on or about to go
on?
Oh,
no. Her pops loved it. Yeah, her pops was all about it.
Well, yeah, you never know, man.
Yeah, nail her.
Woo! Get some.
Hey, yeah, I got a high five from the old man.
He must also listen to KLOS.
That was not a high five.
Oh, he does.
Just for the record.
Awesome. Mike, hold on. We'll give you a t-shirt for that information. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Hey, this is Kimberly from Toluca Lake. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. Thank you for listening. It's our Customer Appreciation Day.
Well, thank you for being appreciated.
We're going to give you a few questions. Have you ever tweeted something hateful that you regretted?
Tweeted?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, put out on social media. Let's say that.
No, okay. I'm sure I have.
Yeah. Okay. Were you drunk at the time?
Oh, I probably was.
Yeah, too drunk to drive and too drunk to tweet is my rule.
Yes, agreed.
Saved me.
I wish I would have lived by that.
Yeah,
the phone needs to stay away from me when I'm drinking.
Did you ever sneak out of your house when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Why?
Because I was seeing a guy that was much too older than I was, and my mom would not approve.
How old were you? How old was he?
I was 19, and he was 12 years older than me.
Wow, nice. I was 16, and they were in their 20s when I used to hang out with those people, but you got me beat there. That's good.
Nicely done.
Yeah. Kim, I think you get a T-shirt.
Oh, well, thank you.
We're so happy with you. We're going to give you a T-shirt.
Yeah, how exciting is that? Hold on. Now go away, Kim. 818-955-KLOS.
It is our Customer Appreciation Day. A few minutes away from songs that you hated, but now you love.
Yeah, you turned around on them. You're like, oh, that's a horrible piece of crap.
I hate that song.
Hold on a second. That's good.
I like it.
That's always weird when that
happens. First, though, we're talking about Customer Appreciation Day. It's the first of the month, and we're giving away KLOS T-shirts if you can answer the questions.
And if we don't accidentally hang up on you.
Correct. KLOS, who's this?
This is Miss Kay, and I'm from North Hollywood.
Miss Kay, thank you for listening to Kevin and Sluggo. It's our Customer Appreciation Day.
Thank you, dear.
All right. Question one for you. Have you ever done cocaine with a stranger?
Probably. I'm sure I have.
I'm sure I have.
That might be my favorite. Might be my favorite answer so far.
When was the last time you drove in the carpool lane by yourself?
I think I did it by accident when I first came to California, and I was freaked out when I was like, "Oh my god!"
Liar.
Yeah, no. Whoop, same thing. Whoop. For every year that I've lived here, it's been a surprise.
Oh gosh, like, I forgot. What? Oh, I'm not supposed to do that. Yeah. What am I thinking?
What does carpool lane mean?
I better get out in about 10 minutes.
Do you have a celebrity hall pass? Do you have a celebrity that whoever you're with would be fine with you hooking up with?
Hall pass. Let's see. Probably Mark Harmon. Now I'm dating myself.
Mark Harmon. All right, you're dating yourself. That's weird.
Can I watch?
Have you ever been naked in public? I'm guessing that's yes.
That's a guess.
Okay. Yeah. All right, you got a T-shirt.
All right, now we're going to give you some cocaine to do with strangers. Hold on, don't go away.
Hey, Lois,
hello. Get naked.
Who's this?
Sierra.
Where are you calling from?
West L.A.
All right, West L.A. Thank you, Sierra, for listening to Kevin and Sluggo.
What are you thinking?
I can't believe you guys answered.
All right, here's your question. Who's the least favorite family member?
My older brother.
Oh.
What's his name?
Tim.
Why do you hate him? What does he do?
He's just a real jerk. Mm.
You know, I've always thought that about a Tim.
Tim has always bugged me, too.
Yeah.
Have you ever cheated on a relationship?
Yes.
How many times?
Only the once. Okay. He found out and he was okay with it.
He was okay with it. Wow. Wow, that's an odd ending to that story.
Think he'd be okay with a second round?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, listen.
Woohoo!
One last question. When a stranger meets you, what do you think their first impression of you is?
Her face is turning red.
I love that. That is awesome.
Also, I'm not looking at her face. Thank you for calling.
Hold on, we're going to give you a T-shirt to put on over that specific area. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Hi, it's BBG.
Hi, BBG. Thank you for listening. This is Kevin and Sluggo's Customer Appreciation Day.
Hi, I'm kind of nervous. What you guys are
going to
ask?
I can't imagine why.
Don't worry about it. Do you think your parents did a good job raising you?
I think so.
Do you find any family member, even distant, like cousin, stepbrother, or stepsister, attractive?
No, I'm not from the South.
You mean San Diego?
I'm not from the South.
That's awesome.
Have you ever ghosted anybody?
No.
Wow.
Hmm.
Wow, I'm trying to find any chink in your armor.
Wait, I have one here. What is that smell?
Wait, what?
What is that smell?
Isn't that a song?
Yes, very well done.
Nicely done.
Yeah, hold on, no go away. She gets a T-shirt, right?
Yep. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Who's this?
Hey, Sandy.
Sandy, thank you for listening to Kevin and Sluggo. It's our Customer Appreciation Day. Here's your question. Would you rather fight Chewbacca or Sasquatch?
I'd rather fight Sasquatch.
Hmm.
All right.
I think that's the wrong answer, but we'll go ahead and give it to you.
What was the last thing you did on Dare?
I drank a bottle of Jack Daniels.
A whole bottle?
A whole bottle.
Whoa. How many days to recover?
Like four.
Wow, that's rough.
And how much money did you get from the dare?
$100.
Whoa.
Worth it?
Yeah, but that was when I was in my young adult.
Right. Not doing it today, huh?
No, the answer today is it's not worth it.
We have a bottle here.
But I'm not going to drink it.
Ah, damn it. All right, well, we'll give you a T-shirt,
We'll give you a T-shirt
Hold
instead.
On, don't go away. One last one.
KLOS, hello. Who's this?
is Richard.
Richard, you're the last person we're going to appreciate. We're going to appreciate hell out of you, man.
It is our customer appreciation day. We have a few questions. Have you ever been naked in public?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Right answer, correct answer.
It's a little aggressive. Have you ever gone to work suspecting that you were positive for COVID?
No, I do not. I never have.
All right.
I had it, though.
You did have it. Okay. When a stranger meets you, what do you think their first impression is of you?
Them a nice guy.
Oh, that's nice.
Liar. What's what's the one thing that you think you will never outgrow?
Oh, man. My love for sodas.
All right. I'm down with that.
I would say Legos. You, Kevin?
Ice cream.
Ice cream. That's fair enough. All right.
This is a lovely little detente.
Yeah. All right. All these lovely people get K-Rock t-shirts. We have a bunch of them. We never gave them away. We just stole them over the years. And just like Freddy Snakeskin, now we're going to hand them out to you. Congratulations.
Hold on. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
Here's the topic. Okay. You used to hate a song. You hated it. When it came on, you changed the channel.
You'd scream at the radio. Why do you always play this horrible song?
And then...
one day...
time passed.
You find yourself...
and now you're listening to it.
Going, oh.
And then you're listening to the end of it. Then you're like, you know what?
I love this song.
I sort of like this song a lot.
This song rules.
I have one example.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... you're going to make fun of me for it.
Okay.
It's Do You Think I'm Sexy by Rod Stewart.
Wait, so when you first heard it you were pretty young.
You
were fairly young.
Hated it.
You hated it.
Yeah,
hated it. What the hell brought you around on that
one?
I
can't tell you. Maybe it's just the sheer amount of times I've heard it.
Okay.
And well, so I don't it know, stops man. Being so annoying. I don't know.
The flip side of that is there are songs that I loved and then I played them in 40 years. So many times I can't listen again.
All right, so give me one of yours.
And
then I'll give you another one of mine.
When I was a kid, Life is Good. Life's Been Good, Joe Walsh.
Okay.
You hated it. I hated everything
really?
About
How
it.
How come?
I didn't know what he was talking about, and he just sounded like a jerk. But then, having gotten drunk and staying at parties till 4 in the morning and trashing rooms, and suddenly I got it.
That
and
I'm turned like, you around
this
on him?
This is hilarious.
This guy destroyed a couch. I love him.
He didn't like his record company, the label. He was basically making fun of him. I didn't understand that. Then later, I'm like, oh, I get it. No, yeah, I got records on the wall. Yeah, I'm just beautiful, huh. Beautiful. Love that song now, but I hated it as a kid. I hated it. Come on the radio, I'm like, no! Boom, boom, boom. I was like, no, stop.
I hated a song before a movie.
Before a movie?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
And then the movie turned me around.
Oh, I see.
It was in the movie.
Okay.
And the movie turned me around.
And that song.
And it's a...
Wait, give me the movie first.
I don't remember the name of the movie. I'm sorry.
Hell's Bells.
It's View to a Kill.
Oh, get out of... stop it right now!
Nope.
No, A View to a Kill is from A View to a Kill.
Oh, it is. That's the name of the movie?
We have a moment with Kevin. Wow, it is a moment with Phil Day.
That is the movie as
well.
That's
hilarious.
How about that?
That hurts. That's
wow.
So funny.
Who,
that's beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah, I still don't like that song. I never liked that song.
I didn't either, but I don't know. There was something about seeing it in the movie that sort of made it okay.
Yeah. I saw that at the Chinese when it was brand new, and it still didn't make it like the song.
Didn't make you love it?
No.
What other song?
Then
we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS, the song that you used to hate, but something, and maybe you don't even know what, turned you around on it.
That's true with this next one. I'm even going to play it. I did not like
this
song when it was new. It'd be on the radio all the time, especially in Arizona, where we've done up and growed, and I couldn't stand it. But then all of a sudden, I don't know when...
You don't know when or why.
No. I ended up thinking, I need to buy that song. I'm like, wait, I hate that song. And then I threw it on playlist and I'd listen to it all the time.
And I'm like, I do love that song.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, I've heard it a few times now since, but I really kind of hated this particular song
is
when it was new.
Right?
Turn it down. Turn it off. What I used to say. But now I appreciate it a lot.
Is that right?
I came to love it for a while, yeah.
I mean, it's really catchy. I don't know how you hate that from the beginning.
818-955-KLOS. Songs you hated, but now you love.
We're talking about songs that you used to hate, and somehow, and maybe you don't even understand why, you've come around on it.
Yeah, like you've gone from love to hate. It's a thin line.
No, you've gone from hate to love.
Yeah, that.
And now you like it, and you can't figure out why you like it.
What is that about?
KLOS, hello.
What song is it you used to hate, but now love?
Layla.
Which one?
Layla?
Layla.
It's got the longest ending. It's like, is that song ever going to end?
But then, did you turn out to like it?
I did, because the melody's cool.
Yeah, it's just weird how you can really kind of turn on a song. I mean, you can really hate it, and then I think the passion that goes into hating a song, sometimes you actually love it, but you don't want to. You know
maybe.
What I mean? I don't know, something like that. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey there. Tony Basil.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fat. You're so fat. You ate my cat. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey. But then you ended up liking it?
Yeah, because some girl liked it.
Oh, that'll do it.
That'll do it every time.
100%.
And then we started roller skating.
Hearing the song in a totally different place can turn your mind around on it. It's sort of weird.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Song that you used to hate that you love?
Oh, my God. Jenny.
Oh, 867-5309?
Oh, my God. We're working at Rob Cousins' house in Beverly Hills, and Butler comes out, and he is in love with one of my workers, and his number was, 244-7088, and that changed our whole tune about hating that song, and we started singing it, and the worker just hated it.
And you ended up loving it as a result.
As a result of that, that was it.
That's awesome.
Oh, man, it was like a positive thing from a negative.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I used to hate that song, I'm Too Sexy.
Oh, right said Fred.
But now I am sexy. So
now, now that you are sexy, you're like, yeah, you know what? I'm too sexy.
Now
you're
talking.
Maybe I will sing this song,
You know what I mean? No.
We're not.
Don't do your little turn on the catwalk. No, get off the catwalk.
Better not play this.
No, get off the catwalk. Well, that guy liked it, so.
Yeah, but we don't.
818-955-KLOS.
Songs that you used to hate, and for some reason, now you're all right. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I have a podcast with Mike Catherwood called Great News with Kevin and Mike. And it's basically positive stories that restore your faith in humanity, because most of the stories you see on the news are just the opposite.
And I see people are sending you stories now. They're finding good things going on. So if you ever see one, send them to my pal, Kevin, here.
It is at the Kevin Writer. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. They are no longer having Elvis weddings in Las Vegas.
Boo!
What?
Boo!
Which
Leave
is absurd.
Alone.
You know what they're going with now? They're thinking of going with Yorga, a busty waitress from the Hofbrau House.
How about Andrew Dice Clay instead?
Or him. Either way. Songs you hated that you now love. Sluggo hated Joe Walsh.
What was I thinking?
And now learn to appreciate him.
Indeed.
Another guy called in who hated Girls Just Want to Have Fun because it's Girls Just Want to Have Fun. And then there were a couple of girls that did things to him at a concert. And then it turned him around on
it
that
song. Suddenly was like, hey, they are having fun, and this is a great song. I love it.
How about that? And then People Are Dumb in Vancouver. They were training undercover cops, and they asked them what they would do to prove that they were not a cop. And one of them said that he would poop on another person. I don't know where that came from.
But very few cops do it, so I guess that's fair.
I think it would also prove his point.
Yeah.
He's not a cop.
No.
So A+ for him.
All right, I'm going to go home and pet the kitty.
Enjoy. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
Oh, hey, dude, look out. Are you okay?
You asked before it hit.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Are you okay?
The word this hour is not a word. It's letters. RHCP.
The Rocky Horror. No, that's Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, yeah. RHCP. Text that to 68683. That is RHCP to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
It is a Los Angeles-based game because we're a Los Angeles-based radio station. So that's who you're playing against, and standard data messaging rates will apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight.
I'm like, that's not enough.
Well, it's not. That's a t-shirt.
So. That's true. Castroid.
Much better.
Is here. And this hour's word is crater. Crater, C-R-A-T-E-R. Text that word to 68683. That's Crater to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you get more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight. We have the Swedish Eagle to thank for that song, by
that
the way.
That was a near disaster.
He brought that song to the world, yeah.
Bastard.
Bad thing he did.
The Cashdroid is here. The word for this hour is smoke.
Smoke! Woohoo!
S-M-O-K-E. Smoke. Text that word to 68683. That is smoke to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you get more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck!
Everybody. One or the other. Castroid is here. The word for this hour is Sahara.
Sahara.
Text the word Sahara.
That's a good casino.
68683. That is Sahara to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you get more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck. 500 Rolling Stones fans can't be wrong. They showed up on this day in rock in 1964 at Kennedy Airport to welcome the Rolling Stones, who were kicking off their debut U.S. tour. It took 129 days to record, but the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band released on this day in rock in 1967 and began playing on every single turntable on Earth. As you might have seen on our social media, with some really cool pictures of the album sitting out in the Joshua Tree, it was on this day in rock in 1972 when the Eagles released their debut studio album, featured Take It Easy, Witchy Woman, and Peaceful Easy Feeling.